Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Tethered Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Tuesday, May 31st. Looks like we're going to start off the week with lower grain prices here. Corn down 5 1/4 overnight, 7.72. July wheat down 29, 11.28 1/2. The beans were higher most of the night, gave back most of it by the evening close. We closed up 3/4 of a cent here at 17.33. Crude oil is making new contract highs here. We're up $4.13 a barrel. That's put some pressure on the Dow Jones. It's put some pressure on the bonds, but both look to be trying to come back here a little bit despite the crude oil. The big news overnight is that President Putin came out and said he's willing to discuss options for the resumption of Ukrainian grain exports. I don't think anybody really believes him, but the market went south on that. He claims that it's tied to sanctions once again, so nobody really believes he's going to do anything, because I don't see any country that's putting sanctions on Russia lifting them anytime soon. Now, with that being said, Pakistan apparently bought 2 million metric tons of wheat from Russia. They did it on a cash transaction basis. So Russia is still selling wheat around the world. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And you know, whether that wheat stays in Pakistan or goes somewhere else, we'll have to see. But the fact is, Russia is selling wheat out here. So I think that, as much as anything, put the wheat prices down. Looking forward to this week, we've got export inspections at 10 o'clock this morning. Crop progress tonight. I believe it's going to show American farmers have done a pretty darn good job, despite the late start, of getting most of the corn they want in the ground. The one exception may be North Dakota. We may see a million acres there pushed in to prevent plant or switched into some other crop. But I think American farmers have done a pretty good job. We're cool here for the next 10 days and a little bit wet, 70s, with some scattered rains here and there. Certainly not what you'd expect to see in a drought situation, which every guru is touting out here. Again, I don't trust these long-term forecasts, but it seems like the trade wants to keep putting stock in it. But funds are still long corn, 272 corn, about 170 beans. So I still think, you know, there could be a sell-off here. But as long as the crude oil is up, I think there's a chance that these grains, you know, another example of markets opening lower and coming back and closing on the strong side. Now, is wheat going to close higher on the day here? I certainly doubt that. But we'll see what the funds want to do out here. But, you know, the beans have their own little bit of a bullish story out here. And maybe they'll be the first to rally. If it rallies with the crude oil, then maybe the rest of the markets will try to rally as well. Crude oil is now at $4.77 a barrel, just making new highs right now at $19.87. Should be a little bit of resistance up here at $20, but we'll have to see. So overall for the week, you know, I think we're at where we've been. It seems like every time we have a good break in the market, end users step up and buy it. Every time we have a good rally, the pros get in here and sell it. So I think that's where we're at. We're kind of in these choppy markets here until we get a definitive look at the weather. But right now, as far as I'm concerned, the weather doesn't look all that bad. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.